Now the news that took Washington by surprise today. George Tenet is resigning as head of the Central Intelligence Agency. Tenet is credited with restoring morale at the agency after the budget cuts of the 1990s. He's also taken heat for intelligence lapses, including the failure to predict the September 11th attacks and the assertion that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
Today, Tenet said he is leaving to spend more time with his family. As NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, that has done nothing to dampen speculation that there's more to the decision.
It was President Bush who broke the news this morning, surprising reporters gathered for an unrelated event on the White House lawn.
He told me he was resigning for personal reasons. I told him I'm sorry he's leaving.
Tenet conveyed the news to his employees in an emotional speech this morning at CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. He was very clear about his reasons for leaving and tried to lay to rest speculation that he was forced out.
This is the most difficult decision I've ever had to make. And while Washington and the media will put many different faces on the decision, it was a personal decision and had only one basis in fact, the well-being of my wonderful family.
George Tenet joined the CIA in 1995 as deputy director. He was promoted to the top job 2 years later. It was a tumultuous time for the agency. Three CIA directors came and went during the 6 years before Tenet took over. Winston Wiley is a former CIA deputy director for intelligence. He left the agency last year. Wiley, who counts Tenet as a personal friend, says he deserves a great deal of credit for putting the CIA back on track.
It can't be overestimated how much the combination of rapid turnover of directors and the slide in resources that came in the aftermath of the Cold War weakened the organization. And George Tenet led the fight both downtown and inside the building to rebuild it both personally and financially.
But for several years now, there have been persistent calls for Tenet's resignation. Critics point out that he's presided over the CIA during what are arguably the two greatest intelligence failures since Pearl Harbor, September 11th, and the flawed intelligence on Iraq's weapons programs. More recently, there have been persistent questions about the CIA's role in the prison abuse scandal at Abu Ghraib in Iraq. Last week, former Vice President Al Gore said it was time for Tenet to go.
It is especially painful for me to call for the resignation of a friend and a person I respect. But I have regretfully concluded that it is also important, extremely important, that our country have new leadership at our intelligence community immediately.
Today, Washington seemed divided on the question of whether Tenet is in fact leaving of his own free will. Winston Wiley and several other current and former CIA officials say they take him at his word. But former CIA Director Stansfield Turner, who held the post under President Jimmy Carter and is now advising John Kerry's presidential campaign, said he thinks Tenet's resignation has a lot to do with election year politics.
I think he was pushed out because I think the president has been feeling enough pressure from the public to do something about the morass in Iraq that he decided he had to take somebody's head, and it wasn't going to be Rumsfeld or Rice, and instead it was Tenet.
Certainly, the pressure on Tenet was about to increase. The 9/11 Commission's final report is due on July 26th, 2 weeks after Tenet is now due to leave. And the Senate Intelligence Committee plans to release its findings into Iraq and pre-war intelligence failures in the next few weeks. Both reports are expected to include scathing critiques of the CIA. Today, in his speech to CIA employees, Tenet acknowledged that there's never a good time to resign. But he says he has other priorities now, among them his son, John Michael.
So Michael's going to be a senior next year. I'm going to be a senior with him in high school. We're going to go to class together. We're going to party together. I'm going to learn how to instant message all of his friends. Now that would be an achievement. You've just been a great son, and I'm now going to be a great dad.
When Tenet leaves to spend time with his son, his deputy, John McLaughlin, will take over as acting director of the CIA. Some CIA insiders today noted that McLaughlin might also be the strongest internal candidate for the permanent job. George Tenet formally steps down on July 11th, his 7th anniversary as the director of Central Intelligence. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.